Cheers, everyone. Clink. Who else is drinking alone on a random weekday evening? I'm drinking my little quasi-pseudo-keto concoctions of sugar-free hard seltzers mixed with lots of lemon juice and stevia to mask the alcohol taste, because I don't really like the taste of alcohol, but I like the effect, and I figured now is a good time to get in touch with my Irish alcoholic ancestry. Cabin fever, man, it's a real thing. I feel like it's something that our forefathers must have had to come to terms with, because they often had nowhere to go and nothing to do before the time of automobiles and technology. Imagine, for instance, living in Wisconsin in the 1800s on a farm with 6 feet of snow outside. Man, you're not going anywhere for months potentially. And cabin fever will make you a little nuts. So the other day I had a headache and I decided to experiment with these silicone cups that I use on my clients because I do manual therapy on them. So they're little suction cups, and I put one on each side of my forehead and one on each jaw and one on my neck. And they felt amazing, by the way, and they made my headache go away. But I was wearing them while washing dishes, staring out my window. And my neighbor was walking his dog, walked by my window, did a double take, and then stared at me with bug eyes. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah, I'm wearing these little horns on my forehead. Well, being sequestered at home for a month will make you go a little nuts. So that's that. And then today, 2 days later, I looked at myself in the mirror for the first time in, I don't know, a week, and discovered that I have these giant bluish bruises on my forehead from the cups, complete with little red blood blisters. They look terrible. I looked like the victim of a domestic violence assault. Obviously, domestic violence is tragic and not funny at all, but these bruises on my forehead are freaking hilarious. I went to the store yesterday and had to wear a beanie pulled down low over my forehead. So that was funny. I'm so glad I don't have clients this week. And then yesterday, my sister, who's working from home, she's a working professional, she was doing a Zoom meeting with her coworkers, and she was dressed nicely from the waist up. She was wearing an iron shirt, and she had put a little fake hair piece in her hair to make it look like she had showered. But she wasn't wearing any pants, and she texted me mid-Zoom meeting saying, "Oh my God, help. I have to pee like a racehorse and I'm not wearing any pants." And I was like, "Sis, feign technical difficulties and sign out quickly to pee." And she's like, "But the meeting's almost over, except that people won't stop talking." And she was having a little existential crisis. And I was like, "Girl, everyone is in the same boat here. No one is dressed from the waist down." So after the meeting, we decided that it would be prudent to have a little screenshot of her looking interested that she could just flip to whenever she needs to pee or just gets bored. And yeah, so that's an option for anybody who's doing Zoom meetings with their coworkers. Just have a little selfie of you looking interested. Yesterday, I listened to the scariest podcast in the world, which is actually the New York Times Daily podcast. It's a great one, but yesterday they followed around a doctor in a New York hospital on the COVID floor and discussed how 30-something-year-olds through 80-something-year-olds, some with pre-existing conditions, some without pre-existing conditions, were all on ventilators and some were dying. And I could feel my chest tightening up more and more and more. And then I started bawling because it was just heartbreaking. And then I may have picked up the phone and called my dad in a state of hysteria. And I think the conversation went something like, "I'm just so scared that Roscoe is gonna die." So for those of you who haven't heard the backstory, Roscoe was diagnosed with viral bronchitis about 3 weeks ago, when he developed COVID-like symptoms but was not given a test. However, he was given a chest x-ray to rule out pneumonia. So his lungs have been a little compromised lately. He's had the shortness of breath and the dry coughing. And in my mind, when I listened to this podcast, I was like, if he doesn't have COVID and then he gets COVID with his lungs compromised, he's going to die. And my dad calmed me down, as dads are so good at doing. And I actually begged my dad, who's a retired healthcare administrator, to request a test from my uncle, who is a current public health administrator in a different state, for a test, because my uncle was actually able to test 3 members of his family before Easter so that they could spend Easter together. These were healthy people that he administered tests to. This is during a time when lots of people are not administered tests and then are dying. So I'm not going to comment on that. He's doing a lot for the community. However, yeah, obviously it's a little controversial that he gave tests to healthy people when people like Roscoe, who are actually sick, could really have benefited from a test. Yeah, my dad calmed me down and told me that Roscoe is recovering. He's going to be okay. And even if he got tested now, it probably wouldn't be positive because he's already over whatever virus he had. So that made me feel better. And yeah, on another note, I guess I've just been trying to focus lately on having an attitude of gratitude, because I've been in fear mode for a while now, and I was realizing that fear is what creates that lack that we fear. So we have obviously a toilet paper shortage right now in this country, but that's because people got afraid of the lack of toilet paper, and then everyone started hoarding it, and then they created an actual lack of toilet paper on a national level. And we all kind of can be guilty of this. We fear something and then we manifest it. And I realize I've sort of been doing that a little bit, just fearing, you know, what's going to happen to me financially, because I applied for unemployment like 4 weeks ago and haven't heard a thing back. And I switched my attitude. I was like, you know what? I'm going to focus on how opulent my life is, because as Americans, obviously, you know, we're one of the wealthiest countries in the world and we live these rich, illustrious lives. And I'm going to focus on all the things that I have and all the things that I'm grateful for. And finally today I was actually able to get through when I tried calling the unemployment agency. I was able to get through to a person who assured me that the unemployment benefits are going to be on their way. They're just going to be belated, obviously, because the systems have been crashing, because so many people have been filing. So that felt really, really reassuring to just talk to an actual human. And I'm just going to focus on being grateful for everything that is, and grateful for, you know, people in my life who are angels, like Roscoe. So yesterday he came over for dinner. First, I disinfected my entire house with isopropyl alcohol, and then I made dinner for him, and it was so heartwarming and lovely to have him here. We were both wearing masks, which I hate, by the way, because I feel so claustrophobic wearing them. But when he was eating the dinner that I made, I just had that feeling that you get, you know, when you make food for somebody that you love and they're enjoying it and they're so grateful. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to feel and receive love on this level. And he does this thing when he's done eating. He's totally absent-minded about it, but he will start chewing on a piece of food that's left in his teeth or something, and he does it totally obliviously while staring off into the distance. And I don't even know if I can describe it very well, but it's like the cutest, most endearing thing, and it just makes me love him so much, because I remember we dated for 10 years and I remember him doing that, and every single time I'd be like, oh, he's so cute. And it just warmed my heart so much seeing that last night. And I was remembering that, you know, my love for him is, I love him as a son, and I love him as a best friend, and I love him as a brother, and I love him for the fact that he's an angel to me. And the love is just so multifaceted, and I'm just so grateful for the love. And it has been a question in my mind of whether we should just be together, because we're sort of like Sunny and Cher. We have this delicious codependence between the two of us. And I decided I'm just going to be okay with not knowing and just let that love breathe and be organic and be beautiful, and just going to be grateful for it. And what will be, because I feel like the universe has a way of pointing out due north, you know? And I'm just going to relax in surrender into the not knowing, but just following the love. And I am so grateful for that. And then I'm grateful for my family too. So my sister texted me today going, how are you on supplies? Do you have things like toilet paper? And I was like, well, I have a giant box of Kleenex, and I've been using that in lieu of toilet paper. And she's like, what? You don't have toilet paper? She's like, okay, I'm coming on Saturday. She lives an hour and a half away, by the way. And she's like, I'm bringing you more isopropyl alcohol, and I'm bringing you toilet paper. And then she called my dad, and my dad called me, and he's like, oh, so I hear your sister's coming to bring you supplies. And he's like, so we're just going to put together a whole care package. And he's like, what food items do you need? Because we'll just give you whatever you need. We have our pantry stocked. And I was like, Dad, I was like, I'm not starving. I don't need food. And I'm like, sis, you don't have to come. I'm doing okay with the Kleenex. But she insisted on coming. So my family is really just so altruistic. And again, I'm so blessed. I mean, I feel so undeserving of such a lovely support system. So apparently I'm going to get a delivery of toilet paper and isopropyl alcohol and all of the little food items that my parents prepare for me. So thank you, universe, for all of the blessings that you are bestowing upon me. Thank you for love in its many flavors and shapes and forms. Thank you for Roscoe, my angel, and just let what be will be. And to all of you, I hope you're staying healthy and happy and just focusing on gratitude, because we all have so much to be grateful for. All right, much love.